at the Knoxville Downtown Island Airport. It's a perfect day to fly. It's early and so cool, and there's not a cloud in sight. It's the kind of weather that puts a smile on a pilot's face. One of those pilots, Jim Carney, has 9 very special passengers today. Becca, a 2-year-old English Shepherd, and her 8 8-week-old puppies. Excited and full of energy, it almost seems like they understand they're about to board the flight that will change their lives forever.
All right, kids, what's up?
Carney has volunteered to fly Becca and her babies all the way from Knoxville to their new adopted home in Albany, New York. This will be his 160th animal rescue flight.
I've flown hundreds and hundreds of dogs. I'm rapidly approaching 1,000 dogs in the last 3.5 years.
Carney is one of just 2,800 pilots who are nationally registered with Pilots in Paws, a nonprofit organization dedicated to saving animals from kill shelters all across the country. The idea for Pilots in Paws took off in 2008. Animal rescuer Debbie Boyes needed help transporting the newest addition to her family from Florida to her hometown in Landrum, South Carolina. His name was Brock, a 4.5-year-old Doberman in desperate need of a good home. He'd been used as dog bait in dog fights. He was filled with parasites, his teeth had been sawn down, and he had a tattoo on his stomach.
So I put the word out to our friends, and John, my co-founder at Werenberg in Knoxville, replied with, "Why don't I just fly down and pick him up for you?" And I was just astounded. I thought, who does that? And John said, "Pilots love to fly. They look for reasons to fly, Debbie. I'll be happy to go down and bring him home."
That one small flight from Florida to South Carolina sparked one big movement. Boyes and Werenberg discovered animal rescue needed more pilots. A lot more.
Once we realized that we had to reach the pilots, it became the mission. Flying the rescues with 1 or 2 pilots is fine, but it's a drop in the bucket. I mean, we need thousands of pilots.
Since then, pilots from all over the country have made it their mission to save animals, donating not only time, but money. With fuel and airport fees, one flight can cost more than $100 an hour. And because there are a lot of animals in need of rescue, those costs can really add up. But pilots like Jim Carney say there's nothing that compares to handing a dog over to its new owner.
And you see the little boy hold his puppy for his first time, that makes it all worthwhile.
What began as one rescue mission more than 4 years ago has slowly turned into thousands. Each story is different, but they all have a similar ending.
Some days it's just surreal to me to know that you can take a dog and have him trust people again. And if you walk a dog out of a shelter and you see his feet touch the grass and the spring comes back in his step and his eyes light up, it's a rewarding experience that touches your very soul. And that's what keeps you going.
And it's what keeps dogs like Becca and her puppies going home. For the Next Wave Radio Project, I'm Catherine Leskey, WUOT News.